Yo, what's going on, good people? This is your boy DJ Preach right here on the Life Show on anchor.fm, and it's now on iTunes and Google Play Music. How about that? Listen, man, I hope you guys, this week has been phenomenal. I know you guys are working, but I'm just, you know, praying that God is definitely taking care of you guys. Listen, today's just going to be kind of a, I don't want to say a deep show, but I really want to get into something, gearing up for the new year, the upcoming new year. And I just want to get our minds right, you know what I'm saying, for the new year, and what we should be focused on. And tomorrow, like I told you, you know, tomorrow we're doing the top 10 songs of the year. Okay, the top 10 songs of the year will be tomorrow, so that's gonna be a very energetic show. A lot of craziness is gonna happen, you know, on that show tomorrow. So definitely be geared up for that show tomorrow. But today I just simply want to talk about commitment and dedication, and I want to entitle it, you bought into it, but are you included in it? You bought into it, but are you included in it? And what I mean by that is, like I said, dedication and commitment is I'm trying to tell you guys, it's paramount. It has to be a high factor in our lives. And I say this because we make these unrealistic goals sometimes. Every time the new year comes, you know how it is. I'm gonna lose 175 pounds for the new year. You know, and I'm not saying that everybody can't do it, but the majority of people who say they're gonna do all of that, January 2nd, they at the Old Country Buffet eating up all them people pancakes and getting kicked out the restaurant. Okay. But I really want you to set a goal this year, for next year, and achieve it, you know, with the commitment and dedication. And the perfect example of being committed and dedicated, bought into the idea. Watch this. You bought into it, but are you included? You bought into the idea, but did you include yourself in the idea? The best example of that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, when it was already prophesied to him that he was going to die, he was going to literally be tortured and die for the sins of the world. You know, I mean, beaten, crown of thorns on his head, nailed to the cross, pierced in his side. I'm saying all of that because that was the ultimate price. He bought into the idea, which was God's purpose and God's will, and he was included into it because he fulfilled it, you know. And that's what we have to get our mindset on. Whatever goal that we have, we buy into the goal, we buy into the idea, but are we going to really include ourselves into that goal, into that idea of really finishing it, of really doing it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, feel me? It's kind of like, if I can give you an example, it's kind of like you buying a child's bike, but are you going to include yourself into teaching that child how to ride the bike? You know, you bought into the idea of going to the gym, you worked out, but then after the gym you went to KFC and got a $5 bucket worth of chicken. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you bought into the idea, but did you really include yourself into finishing the goal? And I'm going to go ahead and get to part two because I see I got about 5 seconds left. Let's stay tuned to part two right here on the Life Show. Let's go. Welcome back to the Life Show right here on Anchor.fm and Google Play Music and iTunes. We were just talking about commitment and dedication. So this is part two of it. And, you know, I entitled it, You Bought Into It, But Are You Included in It? And, you know, I just wanted us to really think about our goals for this upcoming year, 2018. And I definitely want, I want to leave you guys with this. Okay. We all have goals, correct? But I want us to complete our goals expecting a change within ourselves, okay? I want you to follow me on this one. The achievement in completing the goals should be the definition of a change within yourself. I repeat that. The achievement of completing the goal should be the definition of the change within yourself. You know, like we really gotta have like I'm trying to think of the word, but we gotta have not only a determined mind, but we gotta have that legacy mindset. That's what I'm looking for. We gotta have that legacy mindset when we are trying to complete a goal. Like we gotta go all in. You know what I'm saying? We gotta go like full blast into what we're trying to do and into completing that change, into accomplishing that achievement, you know. And it starts with ourselves. It starts with changing our minds, you know. And I know that we can complete the goal. Because listen, I believe in everybody. I believe in you guys. You know, whatever you know you want God to do in your lives, He will do. But you got to do your work. You know what I'm saying? You got to do your part too. And I believe that. I believe that it'll get done. And you know God wants to, you know, actually, you know that you want to lose the weight. Then lose the weight. Do the work to lose the weight. You know, your finances need to get better, you know. Well, get your finances right. You know what to do. I mean, you're going to have to leave Macy's alone, boo-boo. You know, and dudes, you're going to have to give up the Jordans. You know what I'm saying? You got to save some money. You got to learn how to save, you know what I'm saying? Money management out here, all right? And we're just going to have to really, really, really change our mindset. And watch this. Once you change your mindset, it'll also change the way that you pray. Because there's no point. I want you to watch this now, because this can be a goal for somebody. There's no point of praying to God for a brand new Mercedes and you still behind in your car note on a Chevy Impala. Like, come on up in here, y'all. I mean, God gonna be like, really? Like, there's no point of praying for a house when you behind in your rent in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, you can't even make your own bed up. And it's just you in the house. But yet, you in a five-bedroom house for what? That's the type of stuff I'm talking about by changing our mindset, changing the way that we think, that we approach our goals, and you know, in our prayer life, and in this upcoming year of 2018. So I pray to God that this has blessed someone, and like I said, guys, go ahead, you can do it, you can do it. All you got to do is just put your back into it. All right, man. I'm DJ Preach right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, iTunes, and now on Google Play Music. Don't forget tomorrow, you guys, the top 10 songs of the year. I'm out. Peace.